Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Healthy Boundaries, Protect Your Peace. You know that feeling when someone says something totally out of line, or a situation just hits you where it hurts? Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're diving deep into the world of emotional triggers, those pesky little things that set us off and leave us feeling flustered, frustrated, or even downright angry. Ever wonder why some seemingly harmless things can send you spiraling? Well, get ready to unpack it all because understanding our triggers is the first step towards mastering our emotions and living a more peaceful life. Now, before we jump in, remember this. You're not alone. Everyone has emotional triggers. They're part of being human. It's how we deal with them that makes the difference. So buckle up, because today, we're going to equip you with the tools to understand, manage, and ultimately, disarm those triggers before they disarm you. First things first, let's talk about what triggers actually are. Imagine your emotional world like a complex web, full of delicate threads connecting experiences, beliefs, values, and even past hurts. A trigger is essentially any event, person, or situation that pulls on one of those threads, causing a strong emotional reaction. Ever notice how certain words can instantly throw you off? Or maybe there's a specific smell that takes you back to a difficult childhood memory? These are your triggers in action. They can be subtle cues or loud and clear warnings. Recognizing them is the first step towards taking control. Now, let's talk about why these triggers matter so much. When we're triggered, our brain goes into overdrive, flooding us with hormones that prepare us for fight or flight mode. Think of it like your body's alarm system going off, a natural response to perceived danger. The problem is, in today's world, many of our triggers aren't literal threats. It could be a critical comment from a colleague, a frustrating traffic jam, or even a social media post that makes us feel inadequate. This constant state of heightened emotional reactivity can take a toll on your well-being, leading to stress, anxiety, and even burnout. So how do we break free from the trigger cycle? Number 1. Self-awareness is key. Pay attention to your body and emotions. Notice when you feel tense, irritable, or overwhelmed. Journaling can be a great way to track your triggers and identify patterns. It's like detective work, but instead of solving crimes, you're solving the mystery of your own emotional landscape. Number 2. Challenge those negative thoughts. When you feel triggered, ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is there another way to look at this situation? Often, our triggers are fueled by distorted thinking patterns that we can learn to reframe. Number 3. Find healthy coping mechanisms. Stress balls, deep breathing exercises, a good workout. These are all fantastic ways to manage those trigger-induced emotions. Remember, you don't have to just sit there and stew in your feelings. Take control by finding healthy outlets that work for you. Think about a time when someone said something hurtful, or a situation made you feel really stressed. Did you lash out, shut down, or maybe even cry? I bet you did. It's totally normal. But what happened after? Did you analyze the situation, figure out why it triggered you so deeply, and learn from the experience? Or did you just brush it off and hope it wouldn't happen again? Here's the thing. Triggers are inevitable, but how we react to them is entirely within our control. It's like learning a new dance move. At first, it's clumsy and awkward, but with practice, it becomes second nature. So next time you feel that familiar feeling of being triggered, take a deep breath, remind yourself that you're in charge, and choose your response wisely. All right, my friends, let's recap today's key takeaways. First, recognize your triggers. They're unique to you, just like your fingerprint. Second, practice self-awareness and pay attention to your emotional responses. Third, challenge those negative thoughts and reframe them in a more positive light. And finally, develop healthy coping mechanisms to manage your emotions when things get tough. Remember, you've got this. So, what are you waiting for? Take that first step towards mastering your triggers and living a happier, more peaceful life. Share this episode with someone who could benefit from it, leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. I can't wait to hear your thoughts. See you in the next episode, keep those boundaries strong, and remember, protect your peace.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.